Chapter 8. The Good News. Now that Diamond Waves was back from Northern France, Celestia couldn't wait to share her teaching breakthroughs and delight her friend with the news that her simple lesson plan had worked. Celestia knew that the Duchess was going to be so relieved. This whole experience had been so wonderful for Celestia, as well as the students. The daily activities of the last 2 weeks had filled Princess Celestia with a certain sense of happiness and purpose. If the rising of the sun brought her joy, then the light of young Pony's learning under her guidance brought her pure elation. It was the whole reason she made her own unicorn school back home in Canterlot a constant priority. As Celestia walked toward her friend's headmistress office, her hooves even felt lighter, as if they weren't even adorned with heavily embellished gold hoof cuffs. The students here in Monocult were bright and eager, not undisciplined and petulant like she'd expected. They just needed to be shown a different way. Every pony in Monocult was going to be all right, no matter what mysterious foes came to attack them. If there were any foes at all, that was. Celestia was growing increasingly suspicious of the magic behind the time glass. Ever since Diamond Waves had left, the sand in the glass had appeared to be falling down the funnel, yet the amount of sand in the top basin seemed unchanged. Princess Celestia was hoping to point out this oddity to the Duchess today. Something was off. The Alicorn trotted past a succession of tall, open windows. The frames were arched at the top, just like the ones back in Canterlot Castle. Celestia thought of home and wondered what might be occurring at this very moment. Since it was almost time to lower the sun, Celestia imagined that Luna was probably resting up. In her absence, Princess Luna was tasked with ushering the sun down as well as welcoming the moon once it was time to do so. It took a lot of energy. Princess Twilight was probably going over the graduation day speech again, practicing the way to say each part in front of a mirror. Princess Celestia chuckled at the idea. She couldn't wait to see them all at the graduation ceremony and summer sun celebration when she got home. "Something funny, Celestia?" Duchess Diamond Waves appeared in the south doorway. She frowned in concern and looked down at the stone floor. "Perhaps the hopelessness of my situation?" "Not at all. Actually, it's just the opposite, Diamond," Celestia exclaimed with a smile. She trotted over and embraced her friend. "I have been waiting to tell you the wonderful news. Your students are incredibly bright, so talented. A few of them even managed to perform Fire of Friendship spells and Water Bubble enchantments. Those two spells alone can guarantee your safety from attack, I assure you. But that's impossible," Duchess Diamond Wave exclaimed, her mouth agape. "We've tried, and what I mean to say is these students have proven that they have no talent next to taking up space." Diamond's eyes flashed something dark. "And playing around during school hours," she thought. "Surely you're teasing," Celestia was taken aback. "Right, Di?" "Of course," Diamond Waves shook the thought away and forced a smile. "I'm so pleased you've made a breakthrough." She didn't seem pleased. Her body was stiff and her movements robotic. The stress of the situation was clearly getting to Diamond Waves. Why else would she say such a mean thing when her students had shown such progress? "Why don't we go for a walk to the sea, and I can tell you all about it?" Celestia motioned her hoof toward the window. In the distance, peeking through the buildings, she could see the ocean, blue and serene. "I find it can be rather restorative, even without the gentle sound of the waves." "Oh, so you noticed that?" Duchess Diamond Waves shifted uncomfortably, her eyes darting to the window. "Fine," she finally answered, leading the way. "Just don't try to make me build a sandcastle."